Let's begin. Welcome to the Mesa City Council meeting for December 1st, 2008. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and privilege for me to conduct this this meeting. We'll begin with an invocation by Pastor Tony Frazee from the Gateway Bible Church, and he will be followed by Scout Eli Williams from Troop 583, who will lead us in the pledge. If you would please stand for the invocation and the pledge. And Eli, if you want to come up to the front.
Would you pray with me, please? Father in heaven, we open this council meeting with prayer. We thank you for our great nation. We ask your blessings, God, on our country, on our troops, and on this meeting. In Jesus' name, amen.
Will the audience please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Two. The audience may be seated.
Thank you, Pastor Frazee and Eli. We'll now have the mayor's welcome. Thank you. The first item on our agenda is to take action on all consent agenda items. The consent agenda will be read in by Kevin. Christopher.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you are interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on new beer and wine store license for Oasis Food Mart, 1224 North Gilbert Road. Item 3B, act on new restaurant license for Toby Keith's I Love This Bar and Grill, 1065 North Dobson Road. Item 4A, act on contract to purchase one replacement SUV for the police department, $49,082.63. This purchase is funded through federal Homeland Security grants. Item 4B, act on contract to purchase 8 library system radio frequency identification upgrades. Item 4C, act on renewal of 1-year contract for dust and erosion control services, $174,433.05. This contract is funded through Mesa's federal environmental compliance fee. Item 4D, act on renewal of 2-year supply contract for Lycofast mechanical couplings. Item 4E, act on dollar limit increase to supply contract for asphalt and crack sealant to $3,426,916.42 annually. This item is HERF and transportation sales tax funded. Item 4F, act on dollar limit increase to supply contract for asphalt materials to $794,499 annually. This item is HERF and transportation sales tax funded. Item 4G, act on contract for CMC steel gas service and meter set, $101,546.72. Funding is available from the fiscal year 08-09 gas bond capital program. Item 4H, act on contract for Brooks Waterline Manholes, $183,810. Funding is available from the fiscal year 08-09 gas bond capital program. Item 4I, act on contract for Skyway Village Waterline Replacement, $1,426,804.50. Funding is available from the fiscal year 08-09 water bond capital program. Item 4J, act on contract to replace water and gas lines at Keno Junior High School, $56,998.70. Funding is available from the fiscal year 08-09 Water Bond Capital Program. Item 5A, act on resolution for operation and maintenance of Siphon Draw Drainage Improvements Project. Item 5B, act on resolution to extinguish easements at 1703 North 46th Street. Item 5C, act on resolution to extinguish easements at 3639 South Power Road. Item 5D, act on resolution to grant a public utilities easement at Falcon Field Airport, 2745 North Greenfield Road. Item 5E, act on resolution to secure $41,725 in grant funds for training in the police forensic unit. Item 5F, act on resolution approving an intergovernmental agreement with the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office for funding of ongoing investigations. Item 5G, act on resolution to secure $75,000 in grant funds for the East Valley DUI Task Force Enforcement Program. Item 5H, act on resolution to secure $100,000 in grant funds for salary and employee-related expenses in the City Prosecutor's Office. Item 6A, act on ordinance Z08-65, 6248 East Ensenada Street for a rezone. Item 6B, act on ordinance Z08-66, 2649 North 78th Street and 7825 East Willetta Street for a rezone. Item 7A, act on subdivision plat map of dedication for Mountain Bridge North Hawes Road, 2200 to 2300 blocks of Hawes Road. And item 7B, act on subdivision plat The Commons, 3639 South Power Road. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Are there any council members which desire to remove an item from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, are there any requests from citizens present to remove an item?
There were no requests, Mayor.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion. I have a motion to approve the consent agenda from Councilmember Summers, second by Vice Mayor Jones. Any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative. The consent agenda is passed. The next item on the agenda is a presentation from items from citizens present. We have one request to speak from Mr. Bob Burns of the Mesa Veterans Parade Association. And Mr. Burns, please come up. And by the way, it was a wonderful parade that your group put on, and you're to be commended. Thank you so very much for all the work you've done.
Mayor, council members, and staff, to begin with, we want to thank you for the opportunity to put on a wonderful parade. It's been a great learning experience. I'm here tonight to say on behalf of the Mesa Veterans Parade Association, thank you to all of you for all of the support we got. The city of Mesa stepped up and was a real help in putting on the parade this year. We thank you so much for all of the participation. I do have some certificates of appreciation in which we singled out a few people that really brought a lot to the table. It begins with, of course, with Mayor Scott Smith. I mean, you attended the meetings and brought the city with you. That we thank you so much for that. Councilman Scott Summers, who's been with us from the beginning, we thank you so much for all you've done and for being sort of the liaison between the Parade Association and the city for this year. Again, thank you for that. Another guy that really helped from the city of Mesa was Dennis Jeter, traffic control. He's been an invaluable resource to us every time, every year. He bends over backwards to make it happen and happen right, so we thank him. I have another certificate that came for the people who always respond in emergencies, the fire department. They stepped on board at the last second because nobody contacted them ahead of schedule, but they performed just flawlessly. So for everybody in the city of Mesa, the citizens, the council, the government, everybody, hearkening back to Abraham Lincoln, government should do for the people what they cannot do for themselves. Having done that, we're seeing some real miracles in action, and I thank all of you for the help that was in there. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Burns. And once again, we appreciate all the hard work that went into that parade. I think that many people don't realize that that's a volunteer effort, and there's a lot of good volunteers who did a very good job. So thank you. We look forward to even bigger and better. Thank you. Better parade next year and great things in the years to come.
Move for adjournment.
We have a motion to adjourn from the Vice Mayor, second from Councilmember Summers. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much. We are adjourned.